Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. Since this is my last community comment before our general election on November 6th, I thought I would leave you with several points to ponder. Do you want a president who will be more flexible with Russia if he gets 4 more years? This is what he told the Russian president. Do you agree with our president that if you don't have a record to run on, you should vote for someone else? That's what we did when President Carter failed us. Do you agree that this country was founded and grew on free enterprise and that socialism will not work? We don't want to take the path that Europe has. Eric Holder, the Attorney General, will not give Congress the information they requested on Fast and Furious, and now our president has issued an executive privilege to avoid releasing that information. Is that right? Do you agree that by adding over $1 trillion a year to our national debt is causing a severe financial crisis, especially at a time when most families are losing $4,000 a year in income? Do you agree with our president when he says, "You didn't build that," when referring to a business or any enterprise? He seems to be against small business. On foreign affairs, do you think it's strange that the chief deputy to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has family that are members of the Muslim Brotherhood? Do you want to keep an administration in office that has either lied to us about Libya or at least kept the truth from us? Do you think that with the increased debt and the deficit now over $16 trillion, that China will one day own us? If we continue on this path of spending, our children and grandchildren could see this actually happen. And my last point to ponder, do you want another 4 years of administration that cannot manage fiscal matters or adequately handle our foreign affairs? Before I end, I want to thank Brian Papstein for allowing me to express my comments on this radio station, and to Brad Curtis for keeping me on the straight and narrow. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.